previously on Laura's Diary. Oh, Chappers, you missed an absolute treat last week.
Why?
Laura had her first show on Sub-City Radio, the student radio station in Glasgow.
Right.
She was dead nervous, so she had a couple of pints beforehand. They decided to call themselves the L Team, because all their names began with L.
Oh, right. Okay.
Laura, Lisa and Lynn. And it was quite nerve-wracking, because they were broadcasting to the whole of Glasgow and the surrounding area, which meant loads of people listening to them.
Loads of listeners.
Mm. Ben's being very supportive, and wants Laura to send him a tape, because he thinks it'll be an interesting listen. Laura thought maybe he was just being nice because he thinks she'll be getting loads of male attention now that she's on the radio. Would you like to hear a little bit of Laura's show?
I would love to hear a little bit.
Here it is.
What?
Not again.
People can now download this on the mobile site.
Really?
Yeah, this is a lot of people's message alerts now.
Go on.
If you text mobile to 81199, if you've got WAP, you too can have this as your message alert.
Okie dokie, this is 106.7 Sub-City Radio. I'm Laura and that's Lisa, and while Lynn's out of the studio, I wasn't going to say anything, but I'd just like to describe how starstruck she was about an hour and a half ago.
Now, can we just take the viewers, in fact the listeners, back? We're actually lunching with quite a famous celeb.
Yeah.
In the beer bar of all places.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually out of, and we were sitting there discussing, you know, our lives, how interesting they are and whatever else. And Lynn just totally went, what's that famous guy from the TV? Lynn, oh Lynn, oh Lynn.
That's it, really.
They've got away with anecdotes, haven't they?
Yeah. I tell you. Play another record. Anyway, so that was one of Laura's first shows on Sub-City, and Mr. X was mentioned there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Who we still can't name for legal reasons. Please welcome, for today's instalment of Laura's Diary, Laura's sister Mary. Good evening.
Good evening.
You right?
Yeah, just laughing at Laura's Glaswegian accent.
I know. She was proper York on that, wasn't she? Sub-City Radio.
My God.
Right, you got a bit of a gig tonight, haven't you, Mary?
Aye.
With your band?
Yes, I have.
Okay, where's that?
It's at Fibbers in York.
Oh. You nervous?
Yeah, I am actually.
And what can we expect from the gig this evening?
Just a night of good fun, good music, and good people.
Plenty of free parking?
Plenty.
Right.
Parking galore.
Okay, parking ahoy. And is it sold out?
Not yet.
Right. So plenty of
tickets still available.
Yes, they are.
And if they turn up and say Scott Mills sent me, do they get in free?
No.
What are you charging on the door, as a matter of interest?
I think it's £3 with a flyer, £4 without.
You're having a laugh.
Bargain. Absolute bargain.
Jeez. Right, can we have the next bit of the diary, please, before we have to go off and play a gig, you rat chick.
Okay, the writing's a bit funny.
What do you mean?
It's just a bit weird.
Okay.
Monday, the 17th of October. No, November, sorry. 1997. Dear Diary, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make it the sweetest that I've ever seen.
What?
Sorry, it's in my head. I've had the farts all day. Finished my essay, did some laundry, had a drink. Bob's your uncle.
Right, so she's blatantly drunk.
Sarah was wearing a dress over trousers today. Looked like she was a dinner lady. I think I might have told her.
No.
The boy said I was being very funny. I tell you, put me in a room with me and I'd have a right laugh. Phoned Ben earlier. He seemed a bit quiet. Remember talking to him about Jenny. He said my accent has changed. I can't remember much more about the conversation.
Why have you been drinking? Buckfast.
Okay, I don't really understand this bit, but Tamsin was funny lady in the Teletubbies today. Tinky Winky collected songs. in his gay bag and poached Lala's ball.
What?
I've decided Dipsy is crap. All the stuff he does with his hands when he walks makes him look like a teeny bopper trying to dance in silks. Big green waste of space. My writing looks funny. Love, Laura. P.S. I think I'm going to buy a plant.
Seriously, what? Did anyone give you a cigarette or anything?
No.
No? What the hell was that? Do you understand any of that, Mary?
No.
I have absolutely no idea what's going on.
Nor do I. Right, well, that's great then. Mm. Have a good gig tonight.
Yeah, well, I did.
And more from the diary tomorrow. Thanks, love you.
Love you.
Weird. We need the next bit of the diary, please.
Okay. Tuesday, the 18th of November, 1997. Dear Diary, we christened today National Hangover Day. Fuck. Didn't make it into lectures. My brain won't work. Ben just phoned. He was in a right mood. He said I kept going on about Jenny last night and that he didn't enjoy speaking to me at all.
Ooh, ouch.
He says things have got to change. I said, what, like my accent? But he didn't find it very funny.
Well, that's because it wasn't. It's not the world's best punchline, was it?
Seriously, he needs to chill out. He's like my bloody dad, giving me lectures like that. What's he going to do next? Fine me? All I wanted was for him to be nice for me. I had a headache before, but he's just made me feel a million times worse.
Oh, no.
I hope he feels guilty about being so nasty. I only share my insecurities with him about Jenny, because he's out with her all the time. And you're meant to talk about stuff in adult relationships for them to work. Especially long-distance adult relationships. I know that you understand. You always do.
Who? The diary.
Oh, sorry.
You always do. And never answer back. I thank you for that. A real friend.
Oh, God, she's going slightly mad, aren't she? She's talking to an actual book. And wanting it to answer back, but it never does. That's because it's a book.
Me and Sarah are going to get chips and cheese in a bit.
Yay.
She hasn't said anything about the dinner lady thing. Thank God. I don't think she remembers. Love, Laura.
Oh, I'm just getting a really horrible, sick feeling in the bottom of my stomach that something's going to happen with Ben and Jenny quite soon. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
I hope not. I hope not for Laura.
It'd be quite funny, though, wouldn't it?
I don't. Right, thank you, Mary. Going back to bed now, are you?
Yep.
Okay, love ya.
Love ya.
Anyway, moving on with the diary, please, at 5:15 on Radio 1.
Okay. Thursday, 20th November, 1997. Dear Diary, sorry if my writing's a bit funny, but I'm crying. Ben's dumped me. Got a letter from him this morning. I feel so empty. My heart aches and my throat and eyes hurt because I've been crying so much.
Dumped you by letter?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's quite romantic, isn't it? See, the art of letter writing in relationships has really
it's
gone out of fashion. That's quite nice of me.
It was obviously all the rage in 1997. I suppose you'd because he would have done. Do you think he would have done it by text if it was now?
Yes,
definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, go on.
I tried to call him, but his mum says he doesn't want to speak to me. I feel all choked, like I can't breathe without him. You loser. I just don't know what to do. I know he was annoyed the other night, but I didn't think it was this bad. He said I'd changed. That he couldn't cope with my constant paranoia, and that he couldn't deal with such an intense relationship with his mocks coming up.
That's the most rubbish excuse I've ever heard for dumping someone.
The old exam's coming up live.
My mock soon. Bye.
I'm at university, for God's sake. Sure, it's intense for me too, but I can handle it. I finished his painting today too. I feel like ripping it up into 1,000 pieces, because that's what it feels like he's done to my heart.
The circus has fallen down on its knees. Big Top is crumbling down.
Oh, God.
Ben's jumper doesn't even smell of him anymore. And even photos don't look the same.
God, what a drama queen.
Honestly.
I keep looking out across... keep looking out across all the lights of the city and thinking about how far away he is and if it would be all different if I was in York. Why did this have to happen? I can't do this by myself. I love him and I don't think he'll ever understand how much.
What about Alan?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
He was the only thing that made me happy and now he's gone.
That's not strictly true.
Apart from Alan.
I just want to speak to him. I've never felt like this about anyone.
Except
and
Alan.
It's killing me. Love, Laura.
The circus has fallen down on its knees.
That's the saddest episode yet.
The top is crumbling down.
No, it was quite sad when she got her whites mixed up and they turned out grey. That was quite a sad
one.
That
was a good cliffhanger as well, yeah. That's... I'm devastated, really. Alright, thanks, Mary.
Cheers.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Hopefully with some better news in the diary. Love you.
Love you.
Okay, Mary.
Okay.
I'm kind of looking forward to this, but kind of not. It's the season finale of Laura's Diary. Go. 5:15.
Thursday the 20th of November, 1997. Dear Diary, can't stop listening to Counting Crows.
The circus is falling.
Can't stop thinking about Ben. He was the only person who truly knew me. Feel really lonely, really anonymous. Feel like walking into a pub and shouting, I bleed too! But... Wrong, Queen. But I doubt anyone would notice. You get friends for
hang
reasons...
Hang on a second. If you walked into a pub and shouted, I bleed too, really loud, people would notice.
You get friends for reasons, friends for seasons, and friends for life. But none of them understand what I'm going through. It's ironic that the one person who would understand this is the reason I'm falling apart inside. I don't think I'm ever going to stop loving him. We break up in a couple of weeks. Going home is going to be really hard. Everything reminds me of him. The places we went, the things we joked about, the times we spent together.
Could you, like, lay off the laughing?
Sorry. Everyone seems to be all happy in a relationship. Mr. X is seeing someone, and even Mel and Alan got together. I just don't get it how things can change so quickly. The week before, he was going on about buying me new underwear, and now this. I want him back. I don't want to grow up to one of those old ladies with loads of cats. Love, Laura.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace?
I felt a bit of Westlife was fitting for this bit. What do you think, Mary?
I think it's lovely.
I do.
You're the only one who really knew me at all. The circus
oh, God. Songs from Laura's Diary. Volume 1. Out now. We could do it like the OC. Well, that's very sad. Thank you very much, Mary, for your contribution.
Anytime.
That appears to be it for now. Love you. Love you.
Love you.
No one's around. I need a phone call. I need a raincoat.
phone.